A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 27th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the proposed 2016 national budget that was presented yesterday by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
There has been an announcement on the issue of clarification of the Indigenization and Empowerment Act as it relates to non-mineral sectors. And that in itself is a way to attract both foreign direct investment and domestic investment. So we investors, both local and foreign, need policy clarity and consistency.
There's also a deliberate skirting of issues on corruption, skirting of issues on governance, skirting of issues on fundamental issues around policy consistency. There's just lip service to issues that are affecting the people of Zimbabwe.
80% national
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the proposed 4 billion national budget for 2016.
Presenting the 2016 budget proposal in Parliament yesterday, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa projected that the economy is likely to grow by 2.7%, up from this year's 1.5%. Chinamasa said all sectors are expected to register significant growth.
The ruling ZANU-PF party says that the budget contains a raft of fiscal measures aimed at attracting investment and rejuvenating the economy. But the opposition parties are arguing that the budget proposal is a non-event.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka vadiwa vateereri nhasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nenyaya yebudget rakaparurwa nezuro negurukota rinoona nezveupfumi vaPatrick Chinamasa richitarisa zviri kutarisirwa kuti zvinge zvichiitwa gore rinouya ra2016. Budget iri ndere mari inosvika mabhiriyoni mana kana kuti 4 billion mune zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana zvakaiswawo navaChinamasa kuti paonekwe kuti upfumi hwenyika hwagadziriswa sei, zvinova zviri kutsigirwa nevazhinji vari mubato reZANU-PF vachiti aiwa vaChinamasa vakabaya dede nemukanwa. Asika zvinonziwo panyaya dzakadai tichitarisa nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, vamwe vanenge vachiti ngaivhiwe, vamwe vachiti isavhiyiwe. Vanopikisa vari kuti vaChinamasa panenge pasina havo zvavakaita. Tira kunzwa pfungwa dzenyu vateereri kuti munoona sei nyaya yebudget ra2016.
Yevahambe zuroandaba lingachona njani lapel khona lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngaloko kwethulwe ngumnumzana uPatrick Chinamasa, yena umphathidambo kahulumende obona ngezemali. Ye ubekhuluma ke sibile ePhalamende izolo esithi kukhona okumele kwenzakale eZimbabwe ukwenze ukuthi umnotho uthuthuke. Ucabangela ukuthi umnotho weZimbabwe ungakhola nge 2.7% ngomnyaka ozayo. Uthi ke umnyaka lo usuphela umnotho ukhule nje kuphela nge 1.5%. Kodwa uthi kukhona okumele kwenzakale okumele ukwenzela ukuthi umnotho uthuthuke. Okunye kwangikhona uthe kumele kucutshwe kuhlelo lwabo lolwezim asset kuzokuya le 10-point plan eyafakwa ke umongameli uRobert Mugabe. Yona ehluzisisa ukuthi kambe kungasetshenziswa yini okwembiwa eZimbabwe kumbe konke nje izithelo zeZimbabwe ukuthi ke kulungiswe umnotho. Ye uphinde ukukhangelwe futhi kuthiwa kungangcono kuthiwa kube le okuthiwa ngama-conditions kumbe ngithi isimo esokuthi abantu bayenelise ukusebenza kwale Zimbabwe. Uphinde futhi wakhuluma ngalokhu kuthiwa i-indigenization, uhlelo lokwabela uzulu ama-shares amakampani emazweni. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi likuthethe njani khonokho. Sizwile ke abanye abamabadla aphikisayo besithi okwethulwe nguchina masa kungana kukhanye lokuthi kuyangaphi. Ye, so linalidini ngalokho.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is, first we have Mr. John Mufukari, Executive Director of the Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe, or EMCOS. Mr. Mufukari, good evening.
Good evening to you and good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. We also have economist Washington Mehlo Makhulu. Mr. Mehlo Makhulu, good evening.
Good evening, blessing, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, we can. We wish to start with you, Mr. Mufukari. And what is your view on this budget proposal?
What we on the business side found quite frightening about the budget is the fact that out of the $4 billion budget, 3.12 billion is going to be going into recurrent expenditure. That is frightening.
And what else do you think maybe is actually affecting you directly as employers?
As employers, we are looking at policies which will create new employment.
Mm-hmm.
Policies which will create improved business activities. The budget is anticipating a 2.7% increase. But when we look at the presumption, when we look at the assumptions that are informing that budget, we are not likely, we think, to see any increase that's greater than what we are having this year, which was 1.5 or 1.6%. And it could quite easily be that things are going to get worse in 2016 than they are in 2015.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. I think we have lost Mr. Mehlo Makhulu, but we'll try to connect with him. Our phones are a bit problematic today. But for starters, these are just some of the budget highlights, courtesy of the Zimbabwe Independent. Number one, they said $4 billion budget for 2016 from $4.1 billion in 2015, which was revised to $4 billion. Total revenue collection for 2016 projected to be US $3.85 billion from $3.5 billion in 2015. Projected budget deficit of $150 million. Recurrent expenditure at $3.68 billion. Government bill, wage bill seen at $3.919 billion in 2016. GDP to grow by 2.7% in 2016. Inflation rate to average minus 1.2%. We'll continue to give you those highlights. I think we now have Mr. Mehlo Makhulu. Mr. Mehlo Makhulu, what are some of the positives that you are seeing in this budget proposal by Minister Chinamasa?
I think the first one has to do with the tax exemption on any deposit that is above 12 months. Obviously, that goes a long way in terms of encouraging savings and obviously developing a savings culture. So that is one positive step. The second one is to do specifically with the mining sector, and here I'm looking at the gold sector. One of the concessions made in this budget is that any gold production above the previous gold production from last year will be levied at a lower royalty rate of 3%. So obviously that encourages gold producers to increase their gold production, because the excess above from last year will obviously get a concessionary royalty rate. So obviously that gives some incentives to the
to the gold sector. Looking at the budget, really, in terms of the measures that were taken, I think those are the two significant ones that I actually picked out in this particular budget presentation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
According to the budget statement, which I can read right now, part of it actually points out on the 10-point plan that was actually presented by the president when he did, present his kind of statement in parliament. So according to Chinamasa, this budget is all about making Zim Asset look easy. And he says some of the issues that are being covered here include revitalizing agriculture and the agro-processing value chain, advancing beneficiation or value addition to the agricultural and mining resource endowments, and then focusing on infrastructural development, unlocking the potential of small to medium enterprises, encouraging private sector investment, and there are so many of these, including modernizing labor laws, and then pursuing an anti-corruption thrust, and implementation of special economic zones to provide the impetus of foreign direct investment. Let's talk about this, Mr. Mfukari. In terms of some of these kind of key points that Mr. Chinamasa raised, the implementation of special economic zones, this appears to be an old issue that was once created in Zimbabwe, and it just vanished, and is coming this year after about 17 years almost. So what is going on there?
Let us hope that government has learned something, because special zones were done away with because Labour felt that it was unconstitutional to have certain parts of the country which enjoyed less attractive labor regulations than the rest of the country. But however, this is what has happened to every other country which has succeeded, and they've made a success of it. So let us hope this time we will be able to stay the course. Because in my opinion, what has made what works in other countries not work in Zimbabwe is that we have lost heart before the results began to show. And then as a result, we've just abandoned something and gone back to the business as usual, and business as usual is not promised what we wanted it to achieve.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mfukari. I understand we are being joined also by economic analyst, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
We are doing fine. Mr. Ngwenya, of course, is unapologetically liberal. Your take on this budget, Mr. Ngwenya?
Well, look, you've got to have a bit of sympathy and pity, feel pity for Chinamasa, who is trying to create a liberal environment out of a totally illiberal governance system. It's very difficult to do anything good in a South African government. But you can see some traces of brilliance from the man. I mean, look at the way he's trying to encourage, the inflow of capital by, reducing the burden of duty. You can sense that, he's willing to fulfill what the vice president has always been talking about, the issue of doing business. Doing business in Zimbabwe conditions, but it's very difficult. The government is a big government, and it's bloated, and there is nothing that he's doing to actually create. Because even if he encourage foreign inflow, inflow of capital, the policy environment, the risk factor is very high. So rather than condemning the man, I really do sympathize with his enthusiasm.
Thank you so much, and for also pointing the good, the bad, the not so good, and the ugly. If it was in Shakespearean time, would have said, "We are not here to bury Caesar, but to praise him." Gibbs.
I still remember. I tried to cram that, and you know what happens when you cram things. When it comes to exams, and you cram your coding. So now, let me go back to Mr. Mehlomakulu. It seems as if Mr. Chinamasa actually crafted his budget along the issue of, foreign direct investment, attracting that kind of foreign direct investment. So he titled his budget, building a conducive environment that attracts foreign direct investment. And some of the ways that is trying to say, okay, may actually go towards achieving this goal is to settle the external debt Zimbabwe has, is facing right now. And so at the end of the day, he says, if that debt is settled, everything will go into place and foreigners will invest in Zimbabwe. Do you think this is the best way of doing it? Or is merely just politicking here?
I think he's right. The Zimbabwe debt overhang remains an albatross around Zimbabwe's neck in terms of its ability to recover. And obviously, the measures that were taken at the Lima meeting, where government committed that they will pay off about 1.8 billion, and of that amount, 1.1 billion is owed to the World Bank. About 100 odd million is owed to the IMF, and the balance is owed to such institutions as the Africa Development Bank. The idea, obviously, is to open up lines of credit and to allow Zimbabwe to engage with international capital. That decision is obvious. And remember also that Zimbabwe in the past 2-3 years is committed through the Staff Monitored Program, the IMF Staff Monitored Program, where they are undertaking certain reforms, especially with respect to the public finance management framework. Mm-hmm. So that is quite positive. But also what he did was he postponed certain things. Remember, one of the things that he said was that the Minister of Youth, Indigenization and Empowerment will, before the end of the year, announce a raft of measures or clarify certain issues around the issues of indigenization. Recall that there has been a lot of discord within industry in particular with regard to the craft of the new minister around issues of indigenization. Mm-hmm. So the minister is assured that the minister João will come back and give a template or a guideline that investors can then use. So hopefully, I think industry waits patiently to see what those measures are, especially the minister saying that I think there are going to be concessions, especially with the service sector, because the minister was very emphatic to say the new measures will allow investment into the Zimbabwe service sector. So I think there will be a lot of concessions in that area, but I don't think that there will be any changes, especially with respect to the resource sector, the mining and the agricultural sector in particular. But I think there will be a lot of concessions in that particular regard.
Thank you very much.
Regai tidzoke kwamuri vamufukari tichimbotaura nechivanhu tichiti vachinamasa vari kutiwo vanoona upfumi hwenyika uchikwira nezvikamu zvatingati zviviri nezviga zvinomikana kuti 2.7% gore rinouya. Munoona zvichikwanisika here nemamiriro akaita zvino?
Zvichati nechei nokuti vachinamasa pavanga vachiita budget ravo vachitaura kuti isusu takatarisira kuti izvi ndo zvichaitika. Hatina kunyatsoona pangazokwanisa kutipa growth rate, kukura kweikonomi yedu kunoita kwakapetwa ruviri kudarika zvakaita gore rino iri. Hongu vachapa varimi vekotoni mafree inputs. Hongu vachaita kuti vaya vanorima vanochera goridhe kana vakadaridzara vaita fanikana vaitako zvino izvi mamezures iwayaese anobatsira. Asi ndinofunga chikuru kuru chatakatarisira kuti chingava chichapa confidence kune vaya vanhu vanenge vachida kuzounza mari yavo munomo ndeyekuti hurumende iri kurana fiscus ichigona kuti izobhadhara zvikwereti zvaichatora kuti igobhadhara IMF kuti igozopiwa chimwe chikwereti chinyuwani. Zvichaitika izvozvo here? And izvozvo hazvingokwanisika kuita dai vachinamasa vavataridza kuti tiri kuzoita bhajeti redu kuti rive shoma kudarika zvaranga ririko zvino. Ndambotaura pandachitaura muchirungu kuti isu vemabhizinisi tanzwa kutyiswa kuti 3.18 billion ye-4 billion budget ichainda kumasalaries evashandi vehurumende. Zvakutaura izvo kuti development yekantry yose including kubhadhara zvikwereti zvatichatora izvi zvasarirwa ne-800 million chete. Saka 800 million iyo ndiyo ichaenda kukubhadhara zvikwereti, ndiyo ichaenda kunoona kuti tingati nzira dzese dzagadzirwa here kuti business rigofamba zvakanaka, ndiyo ichaenda kunoona kuti marailways aitwa sei, ndiyo ichaenda kunodaiwo ndo pari kutinetsa ipapa.
Tinotenda vamfukari. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the proposed 2016 4 billion budget. Of course, we are having serious problems with our phones, but don't lose heart. You must just keep on trying. And of course, if you want to join the show right now, call us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. The number once again,
001-202-619-2077. Ye ngithi mbuyele kubaba Ngwenya. Baba Ngwenya, siyabona ukuthi umnumzana uChinamasa lapho ukhulumile wathi kuyamele kudingakala imali engange $111 million ukuthi kubhadalwe iIMF, kuzobuya futhi i $601 million kubhadalwe iAfrican Development Bank, kuzobuya ke futhi $1.1 billion yokuthi kubhadalwe iWorld Bank Group. Uthi lokho ke kungabhadalwa izikweleti lezi, baba Ngwenya, kuza kwenza ukuthi umnotho welizwe ututuke nge 2.7%, ngoba kula bantu babe sefaka imali phela kumnotho welizwe, kambe kuza kuhamba njalo.
Yikho ukhulumela, yikho obekukhuluma nje ngomzana uJohn Fokar ukuthi ungazinanzelele isiphala semali asilungisayo, imali eningi yakhona iyahamba isiyabhadala imiholo ezisebenzi zikahulumende. Kutho ukuthi izinto ezimbili ezingenzeka. Okokuqala, imali yokuthenga impahla esingathi khona i-capital expenditure yokuthenga izinto izimpahla lokulungisisa imigwaqo lamagetsi iyabe isilutshwani kayisekho, ngoba phela imali engenayo uhulumende phela wenza imali yemithelo yiyo esingena isihamba sibhadala izisebenzi zikahulumente. Into yesibili ukuthi imali yokubhadala isikweleti iphuma kuma-reserves wona lawo esiwalungisayo thina, kumbe abanye ngibe bayebe-export izimali impahla, kumbe uhulumende ele mali esala yokubhadala isikweleti. Nxa ungenamali engenayo kawukwanisa ukubhadala isikweleti. Yena akushoyo ukuthi laphana bekhuluma beselima laphana lo-governor unyakutya babesithi khona bafuna ukuthi bahuge ukuthi ama-special drawing rights yethu singathi khona imvumo esiyinikwayo yokuthatha isikweleti ilungisise, bafuna ukuthatha yona imali esinike imvumo yakhona bayithathe imali yakhona babhadale isikweleti. Kutho ukuthi wena ungaze uthathe imali yakhona uyakusuka sileze isikweleti. Ye, i-budget yakhona le ekhulunywayo umnumzana vele ngayisobhajethi ingakwanisa ukuthi ibhadale isikweleti, ngoba imali engena esikhaleni ilutshwane.
Yeah, kunjalo ke blessing lapho uyakhuluma ukuthi isiphala you know what the minister is proposing is too small, you know, compared to what they want to pay, you know, like the arrears to the IMF, arrears to the Paris Club and so forth. So he says at the end of the day there's no money to spend here.
Vamehlo makulu tombodzoka kwamuri pane imwe nyaya iri kutaurwa nezvayo yekuziskoko. Munotenderana here nezviri kuitwa nehurumende kuda kuedza kugadzirisa nyaya yekuzisiko? Yakazivisa kuti vashandi vanosvika churu nemazana maviri 1.2 vacha 1200 vachamiswa basa, uye hurumende ichatorawo chikwereti chezisiko icho chichi. Munoona sei danho here?
Nyaya yekuzisiko ndanga ndichida kutombotaura patanditaura nyaya yebudget. Pane nyaya yakataurwa navachinamasa yakandishamisa yakandikatyisa mari, yekuti hurumende ichati vanhu vanosvika chiuru nemazana maviri 1200 vachasiyiswa basa, vapiwa yavanoti 3 months notice kuti basa rapera. Asi chiri kuti chakandishamisa panyaya iyi ndechekuti hurumende imwe chete iyoyo yakaenda kuparamendi yakanochinja mutemo yakati izvo vashandirwi makambani emuZimbabwe akwanise kudzinga vashandi vavo nenyaya ye 3 months notice. ndozi mwenyaya ze policy inconsistency za toga rachitaura. Kutizo kana tine mtemo gati utere mtemo yoyo. Asa azizi kurewa kutizo, ndri kutizo, vashande yoku zizi kutizo ngawara mbawaripo. Ya uti mnyaya yoku mwezizi kutizo ino nesafashi nchimwe chete chekuti zizi kwa yaka peza kushanda kari kuprojisa zwa kutizo. Saka pane vashande wakanga wakangu gara kuzimba. Vasina vasirika ende kumabasa asi mukoro wavo uchingonzi uripo uchingounganidzwa uchingonzi chikore chayo chiramba chingoramba chikwira nyaya ida yakagadziriswa ndokuti kana 10 years ago asi takanonoka panyaya saka zvavakuita izvezve zvekuti zvavatoona kuti chikore chacho takanzwa kuti chikore chacho hanzi chinopfuura zana remamillion and over 100 million in terms of my salary arrears. Takazombosvika ipapo sei nyaya idai takadhila nayo time iyo yakanetsa asi zvisinei taakutoriyambuka bakutanayo imwe nyaya yanga ichinetsa mainvesta kana vanoda kuita mari muzvisiko inyaya yevashandi iyoyo mainvesta anga achitaura kuti hatikwanise kuuya kuzvoisa mari kuti tibhadhare vashandi vanga vasingashandi uye isu tanga tisipo saka vanga vachikazhinisa vanga vachinyanya kukumbira ndechekuti izvo nyaya iyoyo ibviswe saka ndinodayira kuti izvo kutorwa kuchaitwa chikwereti chezvisiko chiiswa muhurumende chichabatsira kuti vanoda kuinvesta vanoda kuisa mari muzvisiko vachipinda iko zvino pasina zvikwereti zvimupingamidzo zvingaite kuti izvo vaise mari yavo asi tinoda kutiwo tive tichenjerere nekuti ndiri kuona kuti kwenge kwaane katsika ikako kekunotora zvikwereti zvimwe zvikwereti zvacho zvisinganyatsozivikanwa kuti zvakabva kupi saka ngatichenjerere kuti tazopesa taenda kumakambani esi takatonzwa kuti tehwane inoita zvemafoni vaida kutora chikwereti Air Zimbabwe kuda kutorwa chikwereti zvichaita futi tidzokere patanga tiri paye pekuti chazoita chikwereti chekuti hatikwanise kuzvibhadhara zvakare.
Tinotenda Gibbs une mutere.
Yes, ndomunzana ke ubaba Nkosi oseputswana. Baba Nkosi, ungachona njani?
Hai, chona kunjani futi?
Hai, mbichana kunjani kuna peputswana?
Hai, kwana kuya kudimala kuyachise mini ngoba sokusingana ngifuna ukuna kancane.
Oye, natudabo ngatini baba?
Ya, hey, yayizi budget iyakhulunywa lapha. Fana lo muntu ofuna ukupheka kodwa engelampuphe engelalutho nje. Okwakhe lo mlilo. Ungwenya obesithi yena is sympathizing with the Minister of Finance. I can't see the reason why he has to sympathize with him because that man has been in that government since 1980. They have been destroying this country under his nose. He knew what was happening. What surprises now is who is this preacher who has just preached a different gospel which is different from that of ZANU-PF. That he has made Mr. Patrick Chinyamasa to differ from Jiwawo. Jiwawo is talking about grabbing companies that did not comply to this indigenization policy. And Patrick Chinyamasa and the rest and the vice president, they are talking about scraping the laws of this indigenization policy. I don't really understand it. This is just a political tactic. They are indicating left turning right. At the end of the day, there is a lot of police officers who are useless standing idly on the road. From Plumfield to Bulawayo, you come across 24 police officers on different roadblocks. There is no turn off or any branch road that joins that road from Plumfield. It is all just a bush. So what are they doing with these useless police officers who are always putting money in their pockets? What are they doing with them? Why can't they just reduce the staff of the police?
Bamba bichana, mnumzana Nkosi siyabuya sesikumalawe, sesithetheke ikhefu kancane.
Mr. Mufukari, Mr. Ngwenya, and Mr. Mehlomakulu, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying stay tuned, Zimbabwe.